Good morning, welcome to the... Oh, amazing. I've started this and the microphone's about 4 miles away. I'm just going to bring it in. I'm not going to stop and start again. I'm just going to go from there. The microphone was the other side of the room. It's on one of them little... It's on a boom. I've got it on a boom. I'm all over this, aren't I? Right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 8th of May. We are... truly into the dregs of the football season. I'll get into that in a minute, but my team made the Champions League final last night. Beautiful. I haven't watched one kick of Champions League football this year, but I may well watch the final. I don't know when it's on, but I am, because we're not in it, I'm not interested. That other lot played in it this year and they'll be in it next year. Villa in it next year, fucking hell, I won't be watching that either. But my team, Dortmund, I've sung the praise of Dortmund. We were going to go this year, sorry Neil Penny, but obviously with Sam's brother dying, that went out the window. FTS trip to Dortmund next year, 100%. It is, if you've not been, I say to everybody, it's my best, other than Spurs winning cup finals in the 80s when I was a little boy. It is my best experience at football matches. Absolute cracking day out. A day trip to Dortmund. You fly out in the morning when they got their Saturday 2:30 kickoff. You can fly out of Gatwick Heathrow 7 in the morning over to somewhere like Frankfurt. Make yourself way down to the ground. Have a few beers. You can drink in the stadium if that's your thing. Get yourself a ticket in the wall. They're not difficult to get hold of. Silly cheap compared to I can almost go to Dortmund and back for the price it cost me to go to Spurs. But yeah, my team's in the final. Oh, excuse me, now we've got the coughs on. Spurs have got a new way of playing football. What you got to do is let 3 or 4 in just to get the game going. It's like a snooker player making a break. We play it that way now. Let you get 3 or 4 and then we'll have a little kick about and see if we want to bother playing or not. Absolute carnage, how it's all unfolded, and everybody wants Spurs out. Suggsy still maintaining he was right that they started the season too well. Just imagine if they hadn't started it too well, we'd be relegated. I think we're something like 14th or 15th on points after the first 10 games. So just imagine if we didn't have those points the first 10 games because we won too many games. Very much a season of him finding out what his player's about. I personally think it's madness to sack him. I'm not saying that it'll be the answer. I'm not sure playing football like that is the answer. But I think at some stage you've got to stick with a man. I've said this before, it's like punting. If you keep changing your systems, the likelihood is you ain't going to win anything. At some time you've got to nail your colours to a mast and give it a good go. And at least from there you can tweak and find out. But I think to sack him now and... start all over again with yet another manager is absolute nuts. I think he's probably identified the players that can play the way he wants. I think he will learn about the league. I don't think he will play that gung-ho next season every single game. I think obviously a lot of it depends on Levy's backing, but you're just up against, you know, Tottenham. Tottenham ain't going to win the league. Tottenham have finished second in the Premier League once. It's sort of that Twitter world, and probably people who, a lot of it's kids and it, youngsters, and done for TikTok. And, you know, as I say, we live in this Mark Goldbridge era where people tend to think that's following football teams. I can assure you it isn't in the real world. But we finished second in the Premier League once in 2016-17, was it? Something like that, in the Poch era when he had our best. That's what annoyed, I mean, that annoyed me more than what's going on now, because he had our best team, without doubt, that we'd had in the modern era. And he didn't win anything with it. He just kept fucking it up. You know, when he had chances to win things, he just made terrible managerial decisions, picked the wrong players, didn't make substitutions, had no idea what to do in-game. And I still rue that more than what's happening at the minute. At the minute, I just sort of look and laugh and think, well, how many will we get in? I'm not sure we'll beat Burnley, you know. I think we probably will, but I'm not certain that we will, and we certainly won't beat those of us. Those Arsenal fans clinging to the fact that we might get something against Man City. Yes, I know that they haven't scored a Premier League goal at the new stadium, but that was under previous regimes. I think the Nuno one was the most surprising one when we beat them on the first day of the season. But Man City this time of year are kind of like a machine, and Tottenham is shit. So I will be very surprised, and I want to go to, I'm not sure when I will go, but I want to go to that game purely because I think the atmosphere, if Tottenham did score, I think you'd find fans singing Ange out if they go 1-0 up. So yeah, probably will be going to that, and we'll have a look. Right, what else have we got? Sam showed me a picture yesterday of Kit. She likes that Met Gala stuff. She loves red carpet. She likes looking at the dresses. That's all. She's not a celebrity thing. She does a lot of sewing. Sam makes dresses for herself. She makes clothes for the kids. Loves it, so she likes to sort of watch red carpets and things just for ideas. But she showed me a picture of that Met Gala, which I don't really know what that's all about. I know it raises money for charity, but I don't know, once they go in them doors, what do they actually do? Of Kim Kardashian. I don't know whether anybody's seen it. What the fuck's happened there? She does look like an egg timer, like where a middle bit of her body has just gone. I mean, she can't have done that without having ribs removed or something. I think it's just terrible. One, she's fucking nuts anyway, but I think it's just terrible for kids. And then, you know, obviously they're massive in America. Kids look up to these people. I don't know why, but they do. And promoting that sort of shit is fucking... It's just horrific. It looks fucking horrible. Looks absolutely fucking terrible. I don't know where she looks and goes, yeah, that looks good. I think that about a lot of people mind. I think there's a lack of mirrors in the world. Yeah, bring back mirrors. They all look at themselves now on their phone, don't they? They turn their phone around on the camera and you see everybody looking, what the fuck's all that? Get a fucking mirror, have a look at yourself before you go out. Decide you look a fucking numpty. Sort it out before you leave the house. What else we got? Trump. Old Stormy. Stormy was on the old... testifying yesterday. I wish we had live pictures of this. I'd love to have seen his little fucking orange face. I find it absolutely nuts that he is, I'm not going to say in the running favour, I think he was last time I looked, to be president. I find it absolutely fucking staggering. The world we're wandering around in. You've got a guy, Epstein's best mate, without doubt, he shagged underage girls. There's not a fucking doubt about it. Grab them by the pussy. That I thought would kill him the first time, but to see what he was like first time and then comes back again. Nuts. And you got old fucking Rishi Longstockings running around here going, we've got a plan, we've got a plan, don't panic. Whilst getting absolutely pummeled. The world is fucking nuts. Anyway, all we can do is operate in it. We can't do anything about it. There, I've decided that. Can't do anything about it. We can just operate in it. Actually, somebody sent me something the other day, which might grow some legs. I don't know whether it will. They asked me if I'd get involved, and I haven't made a decision yet. About bringing... there's a website. I don't think it's launched, but going to launch. About bringing fans together to talk about the match day fan, predominantly match day fan experience. So VAR in stadiums is the main driver of it. But things like senior concessions and scheduling of, Newcastle playing Bournemouth on a Monday night. And the idea of the website is what I've said on this pod, to be fair, that we need to, the only way you're going to tackle any of these things is by sort of taking the partisanship out of it. And coming together, people leap up and down about bad decisions when it's their team and then laugh when it's, you know, if it's an Everton fan, they're laughing at Liverpool, Tottenham and Arsenal, Tottenham, Villa, Wolves, whoever it may be. And until we actually all go, no, you know, I think there's a collective view that people would not want VAR. We're told, you know, even by the likes of Henry Winter and that, you know, the journalists, VAR's here to stay. Why is it here to stay? If enough fans club together and make their views known, as they did with the Super League, why should it be that it's here to stay? And if it is here to stay, it certainly shouldn't be in the format. And I know Webb's mentioned recently of in-fan stadium, but it's become an absolute nonsense. No, I can't now find anyone, not one single person who likes it. So they've contacted me and said, would I get involved? Either add to it and help promote it. I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment on that yet, but that's the idea behind it. I'll be interested, it might grow some legs, I think, if you can get it out to enough eyeballs. Basically, I think it'll be almost not like a petition, but they will collect names and views of people. You'll be able to fill an online form in, as I understand it. Like all these things, it will depend on the numbers. But then put it in front of the likes of PGMOL and the FA and the Premier League. FA Cup replays was another thing that I think they're looking at. Be interesting to see. That is the way to go about it for me, is to get some sort of collective organisation behind it. Even fan groups, I know they tend to like focus on their own clubs, but just as a group, I'd be really interested to see if they get this thing off the ground and they put, let's say they just put a website up as a match going fan, do you like VAR? And they're not excluding people who watch it on TV as well. I mean, I think a lot of this is contrived for TV because they do love the debate around it. I mean, I saw a thing, I opened the Sky app this morning, Sky News app, I closed it within about 4 or 5 seconds. I always have a look at the Sky News app in the morning. You sort of get a routine, walking the dog, I'll have a look at the Sky News, I'll have a look at the BBC News or Twitter News or whatever ones I click on. Sky, I've got all of them, news, I just click one. But I open the app, and obviously the top story in the Sky Sports app is Sancho stifling Mbappe is PSG at the post 6 times apparently. So you've got the top of the app is that on my telephone, and then you go down and the next thing on Sky Sports News, the best of Gary Neville 2023-2024. That is what sports coverage has become. It's just become complete and utter bollocks. And again, think of people my age going back. The sports news, when it came on, it was newsworthy. The best of Gary. Who gives a flying fuck about shit like that? And I think that's what they want. They want to contrive the debate around it because it's social media clicks and all that side of thing, as opposed to delivering football for people who just want to watch football. As the great Brian Clough said to John Motson, just shut up and show more football. But I do think, rather than it being corruption, I do think it's contrived. But I do definitely think now there is a perception of corruption in the Premier League that is sort of really damaging now. I do think that. I think it's ludicrous that they're making decisions about Everton, Forest, at this stage of the season and halfway through the season. I think it's absolutely ludicrous that City's case is taking as long when they're racking up trophies left, right and centre. I just think I've said it before, the game is gone, but I do kind of buy into that. If you get, it would be interesting to see the numbers, be like all these things, everything in life, people have an empathy, a lethargic attitude to it, politics, sport, whatever it may be. Ultimately, most people just care about themselves and they'll jump up and down for 2 minutes. But then when you actually say, right, fill this in for us, can't be bothered with that, mate. So it'd be interesting to see if they get that off the ground and the numbers. The plan is, I think, to get it up and running through the summer with something to be delivered, numbers or a view to be delivered to the Premier League by the start of the season. So, and if I hear any more, it might be something that I never hear of again, but if I hear any more, I will let you know. And obviously, as we get to the, if we've got a punt inside, I've been catching up, so I've just been really busy with different bits and pieces and obviously where we've been away down in Devon, there's bits up here, just other admin bits housewise and bits that we haven't done and seen the kids and stuff like that. Sam had a couple of appointments. She's got another one on Monday. I had an eye appointment. So just little bits and pieces. But I'm nearly caught up. We're getting back to normal. And I want to get into a summer setup. Obviously looking to next season. So I'll be doing some more videos for Ultimate through to the start of the season for Ultimate members. Those who I work with have got stuff that will be coming, and some explanation videos and things that I'll be talking to you about. I haven't got time through this summer to do the level of one-to-one Zooms. I've talked about this before, but we're going to put a structure in place around that, and when that's done properly, I'll let you know. What else was there? There was something else. I can't remember. But yeah, no, and then in general pods and general mindset work. So one of the things I want to do, we've got, you know, people always say to me about the pod, there's tons of mindset stuff on the website, tons. But I think if I'm not saying it fresh, people tend to just forget about it. And I think that's people's approach to gambling in general. You know, the overriding thing I've said, you've got to find what's doing for you. For me, I tend to do what I know and do what works, and I make small tweaks. Why would you take apart a clock that's ticking? But you know, I go into a lot of people. I mean, some people just got no idea, and you have to be brutally honest, and never ever ever going to make it, and that number's not small. You know, and it's why Denise banks 450 billion a year. And then there's other people who kind of hope they win, and they're the ones really that I think you got a chance. But what I'll say, you know, I get that quite a lot. I hope I can take this forward. I hope I can win. I hope this works for me. Hope isn't something you're going to find in me. It's not something you want to find in other people or in my words of kindness, in my words of help, in my words of advice. It's no matter how sincere my words are regarding hope, they're not going to help you. If you're a hoper, hope is something that you've got to find inside yourself. You know, it's a belief, it's a conviction. It can be validated by the behavior of others sometimes, and you can credit people for that and help, but what actually just saying, oh, I hope this works for me, and people say in all walks, I hope this works for me, I hope I lose weight, I hope I can, whatever. You've got to make things happen. And that's what I stepped up and did in the early 2000s. And the other people I know have been successful at this game, that's what they did. It sounds odd, but even with people I know closely, I just see a massive lack of effort still. Or that effort channeled into wrong places. And ultimately, this game will come down to, you know, I've said this before, building a system that's built on logic, executing it religiously in that process, accepting the hardest part, but it is an absolute fact, accepting that it is not always roses and you have losses. And I had a terrible December. I lost nearly six figures in December. Terrible December. You know, one of the worst I've had. And you go through that process. But it's really then just scaling. Once you've got that, it's scaling it up. And you know, all the things I talk about, people doing too much, people over-filtering, people not giving things long enough, people chopping and changing, people not getting their staking right. I've said it all. It's all out there. But I think unless I'm saying it, people just forget about it. There's the odd people, you know, when I did the word, I said have people gone back and watched them and things. I don't know how many people, other than Chris Wilkinson, who's a legend, I don't know many people who do go back and listen to pods and watch them. I do this to myself all the time. So this period from April, and because I was down in Devon, I had a bit more, I wasn't doing FTS bits, I wasn't doing lives and things, but I had my laptop. I started looking at my stuff, what I've done this season, what I'm going to move next season, what bits of that I'm going to help with other people for next season. So I look at that all the time. I don't change it. I don't go, oh, I'm going to rip all that apart and change it. I'm pretty much going to do much the same going into next season as I've done this. There might be a couple of tweaks. I might bin a league. I might tweak an odds bracket, but there's not going to be much change at all. I then look at, right, what will that, will I share with people? And that's then another conversation. But when I say I'm looking all the time, I'm not looking and changing. I look at my what I'm betting. I will start that process when the football season in Europe ends. Properly,
I've started it now because I know there's stuff that literally I'd be tagging 8-10 games on the bottom, so it's not going to make a massive difference over the next 2 weeks. And then I look at my financial setup into that, what I want to stake, and then I don't do anything. I'd start and I won't look again until Christmas. And it doesn't matter, you know, you see it in the FTS chat room, I've had a terrible weekend, things have gone up and down. Now, FTS beginner has been poor, so that will be one of my focuses in the summer when the CR. I'm going to look at that. It's had a typically poor run, unfortunately. You know, it 100 odd points straight off the bat, then dive down. It's perfectly natural for that dive to happen, but when you're offering it this sort of stuff to people, they can't cope with it. So it becomes an ever decreasing circle. It's an absolute waste of time. You know, if that's what we need to, when we offer stuff, or when I offer stuff, it needs to be stuff that doesn't have big losing runs, simple as that, because people can't face it. Now, that's perfectly achievable, but it might involve a bit more effort on people's time, because they might have to do more things during a match day to check in odds and this and that. So you try and get all that. So that's the sort of stuff I'm going to be looking at for you guys in the summer. I'm going to go back over some of the fundamentals, and I might do some lives on that as opposed to podcasts. So then we have a little video library of them. So I like literally just do a live, almost like a live pod, where I talk about staking and where I talk about mindset and execution. So all the things that I've covered in the pods, I might, that's what I'm looking at. I might do some video ones come in. On that note, I'm going to do a live session on Friday night with Sam Cassidy on, we put a goal time sheet up. So if you are, this is an advanced members, because it's an advanced members tool. I'll drop a note in Telegram as well over the next couple of days. Going to do a session on that sheet, just talking people through it a bit more, because it was kind of happened in the middle of Sam's brother dying and the dog passing out. We kind of just put it out there and left it, but now I'm back home. I'm gonna have a session with Sam. Helped me build the sheet, so I'm gonna have a session with Sam on using that on Friday, the whatever it is, Wednesday's the 8th, Thursday's the 9th, Friday's the 10th, about 7 o'clock. But I'll get that link out to the Telegram room and things over the next, it'll be up before Friday morning, so look out for that. But that's what I'm going to be doing with you guys over the summer months, and hopefully then we can get people set up again, you know. And it's one of those things, it becomes smaller every year because people give it a bit of time and then go, no, it's not for me, and that's absolutely fine. You know, as I say, you've got to do what suits you, but what we've got down the road, particularly when we move over the next couple of years, FTS to not just Excel based, online based, and I've given people, a few people, glimpses of, you know, the stuff's built. We've built the tools online. I've got it. It's a matter of integrating it into a website, putting a front end on it, getting access, all those sort of things. That's where we're at, and that all takes a bit of time, and then you've got to test it and make sure it works, and what's it going to do if 10 people log in as opposed to me and Alistair logging in. But if you get all those basics in place, and then those tools, if somebody said to me in 2 years time, and I'll go back 15 years, 2 years time, and this is what you'll be able to do, I would be licking my lips, and I'm licking my lips at what we've got. I mean, it's made a transitional difference. I've had this stuff for about 6 months on test, and it's made a transitional difference to my betting. You know, December's will always happen. You'll have bad months, but sorting out the variance and the jumping about and things using some of this stuff is going to be amazing. And I think I can put whatever we want up there. You can put the tools. We can have Sam Cassidy build sheets. Until you get those fundamentals in place, it's not going to work. So I do need to keep hammering them home. People sort of said to me, they do listen. Yeah, and I kind of got to the stage, you know, I said to Kerry, she said, what about pod topics? I said, I've said it all. It's all out there. But I do think that if I'm not saying it, and I'm not going to say every week, but if we're not doing it touching on these things regularly, people kind of just move them to the back, because ultimately people fall back on, I just want to make money. And the sooner you understand that making money is the result of a process, it's exactly as I said about golf, hitting good golf shots is the result of a process, it's a result of practice, putting the right things in place, and a lot of it is done before you even step up to the ball, so it's all about how you set up. It's exactly the same for me in betting. It's, and if you haven't got all that stuff in place and all you're thinking about is money, you've got next to no chance. So I will keep hammering that home. I feel I've waffled a bit today. 25 minutes I've seen on the timer. But it's that if you're just hoping you win, you know, as I say, hope is something you've got to find in yourself. It's a belief. You've got to have a conviction. And the pool of people that I work with has got ever smaller, because ultimately people haven't got that. They say it. A lot of people say it. I want to do this. I really want to do that. I want to do that. And a lot of people, life gets in the way, and that's a completely different scenario, and that's fine, you know, and you can work around that with different things. You know, if I wouldn't expect somebody who's got two kids out at the weekend now to sit and track 80-minute goals, for example, that I do, because it's no point, you know. I don't know when they're going to come, and if you're taking your kids horse riding or ice skating or hiking around the lakes or to a football match, whatever it may be, and you can't do that, and that's when three winners come, and then you get up on a Sunday morning and you have got an hour and the two losers come, that's never going to work. But what you do is set up the stuff you can do around that. Yeah, there's lots to come, as I say. Obviously, I do thank people for their patience. I know a lot of people have been waiting for different things for quite a while now, but I'm getting there, and we've got loads of stuff planned. The biggest worry we've all got is them fucking nuts winning the fucking league. I mean, I kind of thought United might put up a bit of resistance at the weekend, but seeing them get what? I mean, how's he still in a job? I have to say, for United, that is one I do struggle with. I mean, the football they play is absolutely fucking terrible. The results are their worst results, you know, in modern times. Number of defeats and the stats around that. Shots they've conceded. I saw a stat the other day. Shots conceded. Up there with Derby, who went down with about 4 points. And he seems to have upset players, you know, the fallout with Sancho and that. I find it staggering. Whether they are waiting, I'm getting ever more thinking they might be waiting for Southgate. I saw something yesterday. Mourinho wants to come back. Surely they wouldn't do that. His days have got to be done, haven't they? International management for him, I think. And he'll be good at it. But you can't have... he's got to be gone, hasn't he? Ten Hag. Just, I'd be amazed. I know that, I think now they're saying like they won't sack him before the cup final. They won't win that cup final. Hopefully, City 115 charges do the double. What a ridiculous statement. What am I doing, honestly? I'm going to be sitting there cheering on Man City Tuesday night. What is going on? The game's gone. Half gone. I'm losing my marbles. Right, have a lovely Wednesday. Pick some stories. I've not been out. Stories can only get generated when I go out. I have not, other than going to a vet's, and going down to Devon and going to a funeral, I've not been out. I've barely seen other human beings other than Sam and the dog for about 3 months. So I'm meeting a few FTSers on Monday. Probably go to the football Tuesday night. But yeah, I've just not been out. Nothing's been going on. So it is what it is, isn't it? You can't get a good story until you start venturing out, because that's when you meet the nut jobs. And the fucking idiots. And they're the ones who provide the stories. Anyway, have a lovely Wednesday. And I will speak to you all. Probably do a little pod on Friday. I want to start getting back into a regular routine. Richmond's back from New Zealand. I said that. There's a little story, a little quick one. I said to Sam, Andy's back from New Zealand. I'll have to give Richmond a ring. She went, sausages. I said, what? She said, Richmond sausages. I said, what are you on about? Why would I be ringing Richmond sausages? Oh, she went, oh, right. Oh, she said, they're quite nice, aren't they? Fuck me, I don't know. Steve, who used to do Football Daily Direct, he had triplets, Steve. I think one of the reasons why he sort of got out of the data game, he wanted to do more with his boys. But one of his boys, I don't know whether I've told this, one of his boys only eats, this is an absolute fact, only eats Richmond sausages and chips every single day. That's all he'll eat. Won't eat, if you try to put another sausage in, he won't eat it. And Heinz ketchup. And if you try and substitute another ketchup, he knows as well. And it all came about, like, when they were trying to feed three babies, you just basically feed anything just to get them to eat something, because obviously it's manic, looking after three at the same time. And he just grew up eating rich, and he won't eat anything else. Every day. I said, imagine, like, when he goes, I mean, they're up, they're grown up now, going to uni and things, and, you know, meeting a girl, go out for dinner. Well, I don't eat anything other than Richmond sausages. And there you go. And why Sam thought I'd be ringing them, I've no idea. But there you go, that's a true story. Right, have a lovely Wednesday, and I will speak to you all soon.